Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 at KMCA. Back inside the TVL, and now we get an opportunity to talk with Wetmore boys basketball coach, that is Mark Martin, presented tonight by Houlton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, you look at a 14-win season a year ago, entering year number four at the helm. I guess kind of a recap from last season, you know, how do you take kind of the success that you had from a year ago and try to transition it into a start here this season?
What I really talked to the boys about being was our first winning season in 20 years. We played a lot of summer basketball this past summer and stuff, and heading into our first day of practice, I told them that the biggest thing is that we're not going to catch anybody by surprise now. We won some games last year, you know, finished with 14 wins. There was a few games that I thought we could have won, but we didn't execute down the stretch, and we lost those games. But with the majority of all the players coming back off last year's squad, except for Cale McQueen and stuff, I really believe that we can take that next step, and that's our biggest challenge right now, is not to regress, but to move forward and even become a better team.
Yeah, you mentioned not really catching anybody by surprise at this point. You have some very solid pieces returning. You know, Braden Henry is a guy that steps in, a senior. He's going to lead the charge, one of the best overall players maybe in the TVL in general. You know, it's a guy who averaged 16 points a game last year, second team all-league. Eric Bloom's another guy. Kyler Womack is going to be a key contributor as well. So at least for these seniors that are back and have all the experience, what's kind of the expectation, not only from a leadership standpoint, from maybe kind of a on-the-court standpoint as well?
Well, I'm looking for Braden and Eric to be our leaders and make sure that everything's flowing out there on offense and stuff. And like I told them, I said, the biggest thing with this year is just go have fun. I said, this is your last year. Let's go out and prove people wrong, and let's finish in the upper half of the division and not make last year's, you know, I think we finished fourth overall in the TVL and stuff. I said, let's go compete. Let's go see if we can't be up there with the top two teams in the league. Let's just go out there, roll the dice, and let's just play basketball.
It's a pretty quick turnaround here. You get a couple of games, back-to-back nights, Thursday, Friday, Onega, and Blue Valley. You know, how's the team, you know, looking at this point? And what are your expectations as a head coach from a standpoint of, you know, whether it's a win or a loss, but just kind of wanting to see what you have out of your team in the first game or two?
Well, I'll tell you, going into these first two games, we're not going to be surprised by anything. Onega has, I believe, all their kids back, and they're going to play as hard. Luke's going to have them ready. I mean, they played as hard last year, and then you look at Blue Valley and stuff. They like to shoot the three ball a lot, so we're going to have to defend the three ball, and our biggest thing is we got to be able to rebound and play solid man defense. And I think if we do those things, then we'll come out of these first two games okay, but if we don't, then we're going to struggle.
Do you feel like the TVL is maybe going to be a little bit better from top to bottom? It's just hard to kind of compare because it seems like every year the TVL is pretty stacked. I've talked to some coaches already this week. They feel like there's going to be maybe a little bit more parity in the league this year than maybe in years past. Do you feel kind of that way as well, or what's your assessment on the league this season?
Oh, I look at that same way. I think there's 10 teams right there, maybe even 11, that we're all going to be better. So it's not like you're going to step out on the court and say, okay, well, based off last year when we won that game and stuff, we should be able to win this game also and stuff. You're going to have to be prepared and ready to play every night in our league, because it's just a challenge every night. It's a grind.
Wetmore boys basketball coach, that is Mark Martin, joining us here on our locker room chat. First one of the season presented by Houlton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. His team gets a game Thursday night, hosting Onega, and then Blue Valley on Friday on the road. So a couple of games, back-to-back nights to begin their season. We'll have that game against the Buffaloes Thursday night. 5 o'clock start time for the girls, and the boys will follow on 92.1 KMZA. So looking forward to that. Coach Martin, we appreciate it very much for the time today. We will see you at the game against Onega, and then we'll talk to you same time next week.
All right, sounds great.